White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. March 3, 1904. My dear son, Willie, thank you for your letter which came in the noon mail today. I am always glad to get a letter from you, even though it be only a few lines. I shall make no comments on your business arrangements, for I could not speak intelligently. My prayer is that the Lord will direct you at every step. Remember that the sanitarium to be established will be one of the most effective means of breaking down prejudice. It will be well, therefore, for this work to be set in operation as soon as possible. I have not written much of late. I overtaxed my brain by writing so continuously and by bearing constantly on my brain so many burdens. And recently I have had considerable difficulty with my head. A week ago, last Sabbath, I spoke to the St. Helena Church. I had freedom in speaking, but the air in the room was not good. I took every care, after reaching home, to guard against catching cold, and I was much pleased at my supposed success. But in a day or two, a heavy cold settled on me, and I have not been able to do much writing since. I want to write, for I have much on my mind. I have taken some treatment, and I think that I am better. I am guarding myself carefully, and hope to be quite well again in a few days. It is my head that will not work, and though I long to be able to lay off the burden by writing out what is in my mind, I have to give up. I have written some on the days that I felt best. We shall see you again soon, I hope. I may not be able to go to the Healdsburg meeting, for nothing could induce me in my present condition of health to run any risks. But I am making every arrangement to go, and hope to be able to. But unless I have clear light, I shall not move to Washington to take up burdens. I am quite settled on this point. It will be best for me to stay here until I am thoroughly rested. When people come to me with their difficulties, I point them higher, to the one who has said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. The invitation stands out clear and distinct and positive. I shall not dishonor my Lord by encouraging people to come to me for counsel when they have a standing invitation to go to the one who is able to carry them and all their burdens. My interest in the work in Washington is not in the slightest degree lessened, but I desire my brethren to know that their strength lies in taking their burdens to the great burden bearer. God confers honor on those who come to Him and ask Him for help, in faith believing that they will receive. Human help is feeble, but we may unite in seeking the Lord for His help and favor. Divine power is infallible. Let us come to God, soliciting the guidance of His Spirit. Let our united prayers ascend to the throne of grace. Let our requests be mingled with praise and thanksgiving. We have a divine audience to which to present our requests. Then let nothing prevent us from offering our petitions in the name of Jesus, believing with unwavering faith that God hears us and that He will answer us. Let us carry our difficulties to God, humbling ourselves before Him. There is a great work to be done, and while we may counsel together, we must be very sure to counsel with God, for He will never mislead us. We are not to make flesh our arm. If we do, depending upon human help, human guidance, unbelief will steal in, and faith will die.
It is almost dark, and I must stop writing just where I am. All through February, and thus far in March, the weather has been cloudy and wet. Today, a gentle mist has been falling, but there has been no rain. My heart is filled with thankfulness that I am here in my quiet home, not tortured by the strife of tongues and human opinions. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, I am happy and at peace. I will praise the Lord. I will give glory to His holy name. May God bless you abundantly, is my prayer.